From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer. Former Missouri Congressman Russ Carnahan has created a committee to run for lieutenant governor. Carnahan filed paperwork Friday with the Missouri Ethics Commission, setting up a Democratic campaign committee. He served 12 years in the U.S. House before losing a 2012 primary to Democratic Representative William Lacey Clay Jr. after redistricting merged parts of their two St. Louis area districts. Missouri lost a congressional seat because the 2010 census showed the state's population failed to keep pace with growth in other states. Several other people already are running for lieutenant governor this year, including Democrats Winston Apple, Brad Bradshaw, and State Representative Tommy Pearson. The Republican primary includes Bev Randles and State Senator Mike Parson. Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder is instead running for governor. Missouri is looking at more than 4,000 acres in the southern portion of the state for a new state park, but it's not without opposition. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the proposed park would be along the 11 Point River in Oregon County near the Arkansas border. The newspaper says nearly $11 million from settlements with lead mining companies will pay for the land, which will be deeded to the State Department of Natural Resources. Opponents, however, say the money should be saved for cleanups in mining-impacted southeastern Missouri communities. Governor Jay Nixon joined members of the community at the Thompson Center for Autism today in Columbia to announce that his proposed fiscal year 2017 budget will include investments in services for Missourians with developmental disabilities. Nixon says $5 million would fund an expansion of the University of Missouri-owned Thompson Center. Per a media release, the expansion would allow an additional 2,000 visits each year by expanding research space and by training 100 more providers over the next 5 years. Laura Hinkle's 13-year-old son Blake was diagnosed with autism before his second birthday, and she says he would be nonverbal if not for the support of the Thompson Center.
Our son started at the center 10 years ago when it started, and now we're looking at transition. What do we do when he's out of school? What do we do when he's in the job market? And those are areas that are just now being touched upon, I think, in our society and in Columbia, and the offer of this money will help be able to expand those opportunities for not just my child, but so many other children in this area.
Governor Nixon says his proposed budget will also include $1 million to create an autism clinic at Truman State University and $500,000 to expand services at the Mercy Kids Autism Center in both St. Louis and St. Charles. Nixon will present the full budget proposal before his State of the State speech on Wednesday. Jeremy Schmetterer, KBIA News, Columbia.